When Jackson State University was founded in 1877, who could have imagined what it would become? A top 20 HBCU, a top 3 producer of Black PhDs, and the home of the summa cum laude of bands, the sonic boom of the South. Our founders would be amazed at the incredible achievements of our students and alumni. They'd be proud of our high research distinction. They'd be proud of just how far we've come. JSU continues to challenge minds and change lives. To all of our donors, we say thank you.
Tiger fans, this is Vice President and Director of Athletics, Ashley Robinson. You're listening to Tiger Talk with 1400 Club. I believe. Do you believe? Go Tigers.
Tiger fans, welcome to another special edition episode of the official Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club podcast, bringing you all the latest news, updates, and buzz surrounding your mighty JSU Tigers. Of course, I am the Corey C. Be sure to download and subscribe to the podcast to be notified of every new episode. Apple Podcast users, be sure to rate and review the show. And everyone, go follow Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club on Facebook and Tiger Talk 1400 on Instagram and Twitter. It all helps the cause, which is the I love Jackson State University. And today we continue with our month-long series of shows celebrating Jackson State University Black history. And our special guest today is a true Tiger historian through and through. He's, of course, a graduate of the I Love, and he is the proud father of none other than our very own Vice President and Director of Athletics, Ashley Robinson. Mr. Joe Strotter, welcome to Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club.
Thank you, Corey. It's great to be on the show. I think you guys do an outstanding job with this platform, and we just hope that you all continue to move this thing forward.
Oh, we will do, especially with the support of people like yourself. You've been a huge support and just a shoulder that we can always lean on for advice and just for direction. So we definitely appreciate that. And it's really an honor to finally have you on the show because, you know, especially this particular episode, because you and I talk regularly. And every time I hear from you, I'm like a kid in a candy store, man, just in terms of listening and soaking up that history. I love it. You know, the history of the great university that you provide. And, you know, so it's going to be a special episode for me to get some of this on record and share it with our listeners.
Great, great.
All right, so you were at Jackson State during a historic time for athletics. And as I look at some of the names who were on campus at that time, man, we're talking about some of the true legends of JSU sports, from Walter Payton himself. You actually entered as a freshman with Sweetness onto Robert Brazil and Jackie Slater, of course, all Hall of Famers, and even the Short Brothers, Purvis and Eugene, on the basketball side. So as we look back and reflect on that era and those players, we realize how special it was, but what was it like in the moment? I mean, did you and the student body and the coaches and the professors on campus and even the Jackson State community realize the generational greatness that was on campus?
Well, you know, back then, Corey, we saw the greatness in the moment. We knew what kind of players Walter were and Rob Brazil and the Eddie Paytons and the Jackie Slaters. They were all great players. We just back then felt that they should have been getting the recognition on a national level more so than they were. You know, Walter in his junior and senior year, and in my opinion, should have won the Heisman Trophy. But of course, Archie Griffin did back then. But we knew what we had back then. And during that time, it was a proud moment in JSU history. And we like to see that history moving forward to a point where it'll be appreciated, not only for what it was back then, but moving forward into the future.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And that's one of the themes of the podcast, one reason why we launched this platform to be able to do just that. And I definitely want to touch on that throughout this episode. But going back to those players, man, any great stories that you have just recall that you can recall just from watching those guys in action?
You know what? I was just all in awe of Walter and Brazil in particular, because I mean these guys were great players, and of course, you know, back then you didn't know that they were going to turn out to be Hall of Famers, but they were so talented athletes, and not just the athletes at Jackson State. You know, you had athletes at all the HBCUs, and I think that we should be proud of our heritage. But you know, moving forward, you know, we need to give these players and the players now who will be creating history. 40 years from now, we're going to be able to look back on these same kids and have that same kind of thought process. So it was great times back then.
Definitely great times. You know, I love hearing these stories. I can listen to them all day. You know, but as special as those players were, some of those coaches who were leading those young men were just as special and just as legendary in their own right. And you were fortunate enough to form relationships with the great coach W.C. Gordon and the great coach Paul Covington, who, of course, both passed away last year. But talk about those relationships and the men that they were back then.
Well, you know, Coach Gordon was the reason that I came back to school to finish up. You know, I used to do work study with him, used to film his practices. Also, when he would have recruits in on a camp visit, you know, he would get me to speak before them. So Coach Gordon was a great man. He recruited my nephew, Lois Strouder, who ended up playing linebacker at Jackson State. And, of course, I was over the dormitories, basketball and football, so I had a chance to know Coach Covington also. Used to go on some of the basketball trips with him. So these were some great coaches. And you know what? Coach Gordon had, I think, four former coaches that was on his staff that ended up being head coaches. So, you know, he had great coaches back then. And that's important even in today's time. You have to have great coaches to be able to move your program forward.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, definitely some great coaches back then. And if we fast forward to today, we have some great coaches on campus right now as well. And, you know, I won't name them all, but one name in particular, of course, we always got to touch on, you know, it's drawing national attention. Coach Prime Beyond Sanders on the football side, you know, he and his staff are going after some of the top talent in the country, guys who normally go to the Power Five conference schools instead of HBCUs. But if we look back at Coach Gordon and Coach Covington and coaches back in the day, they were already landing those type of athletes back then. And you talked about, you know, speaking to those recruits and things of that nature. So what was kind of the mindset in terms of getting those top flight athletes to attend an HBCU?
You know what, back then, Corey, you know, Coach Prime talked about, you know, having the audacity to believe. You know, Coach Gordon believed back then. And, you know, we used to try to talk to potential recruits about coming to Jackson State. Matter of fact, I wrote a letter to Marcus Dupree back in 1982 emphasizing the importance of, you know, Black history that he could create back then. And, you know, we need to do the same thing now. We need to let these young athletes coming now, let them know that there's a place for them now. You know, and I used to tell Ashley, you got to have the four D's, and that's to have desire, determination, discipline, and dedication. And if you got those four D's, you can do anything in life that you want to do. And so we have to emphasize this to our young generation now. Coach Prime talking about being smart, fast, tough, and disciplined. And so that correlates to, you know, the four D's. And as long as you got that, you know, our young men and young ladies can come to our athletic programs and our schools, not from just an athletic standpoint, but from academic as well. We want some of our better students to be able to come to our HBCUs. My family all went to HBCU. And so it's important that we pass this on to the generation now and to let them know that if the school was good enough for us, it's good enough for them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you mentioned the now. If we, you know, continue talking about just from an athletic standpoint, talk about the timing of now, the importance of now, not only because we have Coach Prime, but also just with the social climate of the country, is now the time? And if so, why is this the time to kind of capitalize on that?
Well, you know, we have to we have a great opportunity in front of us. You know, Coach Prime is here, and he because of him and President Hudson and A.D. Robinson, they have us in a position where we can do some enormous things moving forward. But the key is going to be, are we ready? And mm-hmm. if we are ready, then let's all come together and to move this school forward. You know, one of the reasons that Ashley came here, he believed in that. And, you know, I was a guy that, you know, first when he started talking about it, I really tried to convince him no. And I did it for a reason. I wanted mm-hmm. to find out, you know, how much was he really believe in what he could do here. And once mm-hmm. he convinced me that, then, you know, as far as I'm concerned, he could come forward. But we have a great opportunity here right now. And we need to jump on board. Support the school academically and financially with the students that we are recruiting, athletes and just regular students, to help take this school to another level, not just with Jackson State, but with all HBCUs.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And one of the things that we try to do on Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club is to, you know, bridge the old with the new. We want to preserve that history and make sure that the younger generation is abreast of that heritage that you continue to speak on. And as we look at the history of Jackson State and HBCUs as a whole, how do you think we can move forward in this present time? How can young African-Americans play a role in pushing the agenda forward, whether that's academically or athletically?
Well, you know, it started with the parents. You know, as I said earlier, you know, if the schools were good enough for us, then why can't they be good enough for our kids and our grandkids? They have played a major role in our lives, getting us to the point where we are in our lives. And if it was, like I say, if it was good enough for us, it should be good enough for them. But we as parents, we have to emphasize a lot of the positive that HBCU bring to the table. You know, like when I wrote that letter to Marcus Dupree, where are you going to go where you're going to get that family atmosphere, having people that really care about you, the students, the whole campus life is really, it's a position where you just feel comfortable. You're not just a number, but you really at a place where people around you they are behind you 100% to the point where they want you to be the best in life that you can be. And so I think as long as we, you know, strive to do that, I think our young generation would continue to not only athletic, but academically attract the kind of students that we want to attract.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You talked about your son, A.D. Robinson, obviously doing great things at Jackson State. And he's really just made his mark on not only Jackson State, but just the SWAC in general with some of the other stops that he made before coming to Jackson State. So just talk about him growing up. And, you know, if we look at the vision that he has now, you know, how were you able to impart that upon him at an early age? Is that just something that came naturally to him, or just how did he develop such a mindset to have this vision to progress not only the university, but the entire conference? Because what he's doing at Jackson State, we talk about how a rising tide lifts all boats. So just kind of talk about that mindset that he has and how do you think he developed it?
Well, you know, Ashley already always has been a leader. You know, the only thing that that I used to preach to him is that schools don't make you. You make the school. So, you know, it didn't make no difference if you went to Valley or Alcorn or Jackson State or Harvard or Yale. You can do whatever you want to do as long as you strive for those four D's that I talk about. And that's mm-hmm. the having the desire, the discipline, dedication, and determination. And so he's always been a leader. you know, we just always try to emphasize him is to be humble and not only to be humble, but always keep God first and all that he does. And we, when I'm talking about I'm talking about Jackson State now, you know, we so blessed to have him. And he's going to continue to do great things as long as he has the support of guys like Tiger Talk and the alumni, everybody coming together. And if that continues to happen and grow, Jackson State is going to be headed to some great things.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And how important is that support? You know, when you talk about the platform that we have, but just from alumni and just the city of Jackson, how important is that support to the development and the ability for the university to progress?
Well, you guys are able to get that message out to the listeners, and I know we have people my age and whatnot that listen to the show, but I think that you guys are able to have the greatest effect is on the age group in say Ashley age, and you all are gonna have to be the one that take this this thing to a new level. And the thing that I always ask people, you know, are we ready? Are you ready for it? Because it's enormous responsibility. We have enormous opportunity to do so, and with this platform that you guys have, I think it's just enormous. And I'm gonna continue to support you guys, and I hope the JSU fan base will continue to support the alumni and everybody come aboard to get on the so to speak on the same track to come together to not only financially but just supporting from attracting our student athletes, whether they're athletically or academically, and that platform I think is very important in doing so.
All right, good stuff. And I do want to throw it back to one thing you mentioned, you know, just being over the dormitories back in the day as well at Jackson State. So just talk about that. That time period, and what was that experience like? What dorm was it?
Well, back then we was Jones Hall. I worked in Jones Hall and also in the basketball dormitory. You know, I had a chance to be over some great guys, and you know, to this day, I still be in communication with some of the guys. You know, guys like Calvin Younger, Lewis Tillman, it could go on and on. Darren Connors, those were some great times. You know, even though I was a student, also I still had my responsibility as a dormitory counselor. But you know, at the same time, Coach Gordon and Coach Covington, you know, expecting me to do my job, and so if they kind of messed up, you know, I had to report it. And so we kind of respected each other. When I'm talking about we, I'm talking about the student athlete. I still have some relationship with those guys now.
Mm-hmm. Great stuff. Some great names. We've had a couple of those guys on the show. Definitely Lewis Tillman. He brought back a lot of great memories. Talked about that Southern Miss game back in 87 and just his recruitment. So again, we love the stories from our history. We love to make sure that the younger generation is well aware of that history. And we are, again, it's just like you said, we're looking to take it, move it forward into the next generation, into the future. So we definitely appreciate your knowledge, your input. Feel free to come back and join us anytime on Tiger Talk 1400 Club.
Thanks for having me, Corey. And you all just continue to do a great job. We support you 100%.
All right, appreciate it. And that'll do it for this episode of Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. Thank you to all of our listeners, and be sure to download and subscribe to the podcast, Apple Podcast users rate and review the show, and everyone follow Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club on Facebook and Tiger Talk 1400 on Instagram and Twitter. I can't stress the importance of this. We're looking to do some big things with this platform to aid the athletics department, and it all starts with you. Downloading, subscribing, rating, and reviewing the show, and tell every Tiger that you know. We're on all podcast outlets, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, and so on, and we'll be posting each episode on our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages. As always, thank you for your support. Go Tigers. Hashtag the I love.